This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1179, Sweet Sample Answers About Chocolate.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Did you know you might be asked about chocolate on the IELTS speaking test? It's true and delicious. Today, hear our Band 9 sample answers about this very sweet topic.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Aubrey, are you a chocolate person?
Oh my gosh, chocolate. Especially dark chocolate.
Yes.
I just like a little bit every day, a little dark chocolate. I'm a better person. I'm a happier person.
I like a lot of chocolate. What do you talk? A little bit of chocolate. I want all the chocolate all the time.
Piles and piles of chocolate.
Guys, if you listen to the initial authentic reactions both of us had when thinking about chocolate. If you like chocolate, you can do that on the IELTS speaking exam, guys. Talk about amazing intonation, pronunciation that impresses the examiner, right? If the examiner says, "Do you like chocolate?" and you're like, "Oh my God, it's the best."
Yes, that's going to boost your scores for sure, your pronunciation score, right? What interesting native intonation. This is not something you want to use a monotone in. Whether you hate it or you love it, it's going to be interesting to hear about.
Yeah. And, you know, phrases like that, I think they can also help the fluency score because it's a way, it's almost a filler, but not a filler. You know what I mean? So a non-native, maybe intermediate student, right, would be like, yes, I do like chocolate, right? But to flip that and to extend that to be more natural, be like, oh my God, I love chocolate more than anything. It's just like extending this, right, to fill time, but to sound natural.
Yes, good point, right? Because a lot of filler phrases, if they're obviously filler while I'm trying to think of something else, that might not boost both of their scores. But something like this in an answer where you're filling time, but in such a native, natural way, that's going to push up both your pronunciation and your fluency and coherence scores. Totally. And that's the goal, right? Kill two birds with one stone.
What if you're asked about something that like you really love or really hate, but anything that makes you feel emotions strongly, then you could start with some kind of filler phrase like, oh my God, I am so happy you asked me that question. Or I can't believe you asked me that question. Those are filler phrases.
This is
phrases.
The worst case scenario.
You're like, okay, this is now officially my nightmare IELTS speaking exam. And then be like, just kidding, I'll answer. That would be so natural and funny. Okay, so we are talking about chocolate today, which is a part one topic Aubrey, we had a student recently that got questions about this on the speaking test.
Exactly, right. Neha, one of our Three Keys students, posted in the Facebook group. Let me go ahead and read what she said. She said, "Dear Aubrey and Jessica, in my previous exam, I've been asked questions about chocolate in my speaking part one. What type of chocolates I don't like, or are they expensive in other parts of the world? I actually got stuck in these questions. It would be very kind of you if you'd discuss this chocolate topic. Hope you will discuss this weird part." It's interesting because I get it. Like, that would seem like kind of a weird question out of the blue if it's not something you've thought about recently, not something you've practiced. But natives ask each other this. I've asked friends, like, what kind of chocolate do you like? Maybe if I'm going to get them a present, or if I just want to know, right? This is something you need to be ready to chat with friends about, and definitely something you need to be ready to talk about on IELTS speaking.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. And like, I don't think this is a super weird part one question, honestly.
Seems pretty normal.
Yeah, totally. I understand it could seem kind of random, but like Aubrey said, like, we do talk about chocolate. I talk about chocolate with my friends.
I feel like a lot.
I know. Totally. I think about it. I talk about it. I eat it. Okay. So let's get into this. We have three part one questions about chocolate, and Aubrey and I will take turns answering them. So listen up, guys, because again, this is a topic you could get in part one, but any topics related to food and preferences, right? You're going to learn how to answer those today. So, all right, Aubrey, I'm going to ask you first. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Do you love chocolate?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I don't really trust people who don't love chocolate. I met someone once who said they didn't, and I was a little concerned, like maybe they're a serial killer. So I feel like it's normal to really love chocolate. I think it's so decadent. It just melts in your mouth. I am quite particular, however.
Thank you. I really like dark chocolate. If you remember, guys, recently we talked about some changes on the IELTS speaking exam, how the examiner will cut you off a little sooner. So we're going to start reflecting that, okay? Because that is the modern speaking test. The examiner has to cut you off more quickly in part one and part three. So if you didn't hear that episode, go back and listen, because we talked about changes on the IELTS speaking exam. So some great things that Aubrey did in a short but sweet time. So instead of saying, yes, I do, she was like, yes, absolutely. Right? So never just say yes. Be like, absolutely, 100%, for sure, totally. I don't really trust people that don't like chocolate. They might be serial killers. So a serial killer is, you know, someone that kills many, many people is a serial killer. And just remember, guys, we love going to extremes in English. It is part of the fun of the language. So don't be afraid to go to extremes.
And also, don't be offended if you don't like chocolate. I don't really think you're a serial killer. It's like you said, it's that exaggeration, that going to extreme just to say something funny, like, people who don't like chocolate are crazy.
You guys, words are fun. Ideas are fun. We want you to have fun on your speaking test. And as a side note, all of the students who we've talked to in Three Keys IELTS who have gotten 7 or higher on speaking, they all said the speaking exam was fun. Decadent is an adjective. Decadent is like luxurious. You feel like you are being spoiled because of this, right? It's like expensive and luxurious, rich, right? Melts in your mouth. This could be literal here, but it could also be an idiom, right? Just to mean like something is like a buttery sweetness in your mouth.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, you ready for your question?
Yeah.
What type of chocolate do you not like?
That is a ridiculous question, because I will eat any chocolate. Honestly, I would eat any chocolate. even if I think it's a flavor, like it has pistachios or something, and I'm like, oh, I don't know about that, I would still try it. Best chocolate for me, dark chocolate for sure. I guess I'm not a huge fan of the super, super sweet, like milk chocolate.
Thank you. Like, oh, I feel like I have to interrupt you because we don't have as much time for part one questions. We have that in common, Jessica. I don't love milk chocolate. It's got to be pretty dark for me. It's too sweet.
I'll still eat it, though.
Okay, the first sentence you said, I want to point out, first of all, you said, that is a ridiculous question. I love that. And I feel like some listeners out there might be thinking, like, I don't know if I would dare say that, worrying maybe you're offending the examiner because they're asking a ridiculous question. Get that out of your minds, you guys. The examiner did not write the questions. They often also think they're ridiculous.
Yes.
And this is a very native thing to say. Be like, that's ridiculous. Everyone likes chocolate.
Totally. And like, yeah, that's such a good point. Like, there are so many questions examiners know are like ridiculous that like we feel bad asking you those questions.
Yes. And I loved the way you first started saying, like, I will eat any chocolate. This is so native to just repeat it and emphasize it like that. Any chocolate, but then go into details. You're like, even if one had something weird like pistachios, right? This great vocabulary of a random nut that most language learners might not know how to say that in English. Show that you do, right? You can name any weird food that might be in chocolate that and say, like, I'd even eat that. I'd even try that weirdness.
Totally. Be like, you know, chocolate-covered ants. I'll eat them. Chocolate-covered grasshoppers. Give them to me. Like, just go crazy. Okay, last question. Is chocolate expensive where you live?
No, it's not too bad. It's definitely more expensive in other places. When I lived in Belgium, I went to this chocolatier, and there were these beautiful praline chocolates that were quite pricey, be $3 or $4 for one adorable little chocolate, but it was worth it. It was so good. But chocolate's pretty cheap here. It's like 50 cents or a buck for a candy bar. There are sometimes the fancier European chocolates cost a little more, but most chocolate's pretty cheap.
Perfect. There is a chocolate store. I can't remember the name now, but there's a chocolate shop in Seattle. Guys, if you ever go to Seattle, I'll give Aubrey the name of this chocolate shop and she'll put it in the blog post. Okay, guys. But there's this chocolate shop, and the reason why it's famous is because it has Obama's favorite chocolate, this like sea salt truffle. And every time I go to Seattle, I go to this place and spend too much money and get like an adorable little box of super special chocolates. And I took James there 2 years ago, and it was like a whole experience. Ugh, but so yeah, fun. Like expensive, but so worth it.
Well, and I want to share kind of a strategy really quick, because halfway through my answer when I had said, not really, it's pretty cheap here, and I'm thinking of this place in Belgium, but then in my mind popped places like that. Yeah. I've definitely been to expensive chocolate places in the United States, and I immediately was like, oh, that's kind of not true. There actually are expensive places. But instead of saying that, like, the examiner doesn't care if I'm aware that there's, you know, the examiner might be thinking, like, there actually are lots of expensive chocolate places in the United States. They don't care. You know what I mean? I don't need to derail myself to be like, okay, maybe that's not true. Maybe I lied.
Well, yeah, but you could at the same time.
I could.
Because, but like,
just don't have to.
You don't have to. Yeah. But narrating your thoughts is like a great fluency strategy also, right? Because you could stop and be like, wait a minute. What am I thinking? That's not true. Of course there's some expensive chocolate. I mean, you could go through that also.
Totally.
Either way.
Both work. Yep. Wherever your brain goes, both work, right? As long as you don't let it derail you to think like, oh, I lied. What do I do? Right? Either narrate your thoughts and say, well, that's not true. Or just keep talking either way.
Ignore it. It doesn't matter, guys.
Both work.
IELTS is the speaking exam just is for speaking. Just speak English. That's all we need from you. All right, guys. So you can take a free IELTS quiz we made and get your estimated IELTS band score. Again, for free, guys. Don't sign up for the test and pay tons of money. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Get in there, get those free resources, and find out your IELTS score. All right, Aubrey, this is super fun.
I know. I feel like I need to go eat some chocolate now.
Oh, heck yeah. Woo!
Chocolate break.
Chocolate break. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.